This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On the Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Earlier this year, a writer named Douglas Stewart made his fiction debut with a story in The New Yorker, and soon after, he published a novel called Shuggie Bain. The book draws on Stewart's early life in a Glasgow housing project. While he was still a child, a very fidgety kid at his mother's knee, Douglas Stewart learned how to knit. And as an adult, he ended up in fashion, designing knitwear for Calvin Klein and other brands. He spent two decades working in the industry before the publication of this novel. And right after it came out, this was back in March, Stewart took us to his old stomping grounds.
We're in the Garment District of New York. At the moment, we are on 36th Street, and we are actually going to head to one of the last manufacturing factories that still remains in the Garment District. I was 24 when I first came to New York. My very first job was at Calvin Klein, and I've worked in design now for 20 years. And you come to learn where all the best vendors are and all the best salesmen are just by sort of experience and by word of mouth and people passing on contacts. The amazing thing about the Garment District for me is the density of it and just how every sort of inch of space is used. And as we walk along the street, you'll see we pass button stores or places that just sell lace trimmings. But the real magic and the real beauty of the Garment District actually happens several floors up. There is actual manufacturing still in the Garment District. And it's one of the few neighborhoods in New York that still makes anything. And I think that's why it appeals to me, especially being a sort of working class boy from Glasgow and coming from a city that is known for what it manufactures. I have a huge affinity with the Garment District. Knit Illustrated? Third?
Yes. This was the very first workroom that the design studio at Calvin introduced me to. And so when I was producing samples or prototypes for the fashion shows, we would come along here and Peter would make them for us. We're looking for Peter, please. Yeah. Peter! Hi.
How are you? It's been too long.
It's been far too long.
Yeah.
The wonder of Knit Illustrated is the fact that you can really come and in an afternoon, you can see what is your initial concept come to life as a 3D garment. So I think the funny thing about knitting is most people in their mind's eye have it as two sort of needles going clack clack and you make something sort of while it's in your lap. But the machine that we're looking at just now is a Japanese machine. It's 2 meters long with probably about 200 really tiny knitting needles with a mechanized carriage that is powered by a computer going left and right and left and right. And before you sort of know it, you will have a garment that emerges from this machine at the bottom. As we turn our backs to the state-of-the-art Japanese machines, we're sort of faced with the machines that I remember actually from my boyhood and from studying textiles back in Scotland. They're these sort of very heavy, very clunky, very low-tech knitting machines. It looks a little bit like an electric keyboard, only with needles instead of keys. when you were finished making your prototypes or knitting your samples, you would bring them over to the large steam bed and you would take the iron and then steam the sample to relax it and see what the finished garment would look like. It's a rite of passage to burn yourself on one of these. I think there's no fashion student that hasn't taken the skin off their thumb at one time or another. When my high school teacher sort of asked me what I wanted to do after school, I had said, you know, I would really love to go and study English. The teacher gave me the feedback and said, you know, that's not really something that boys from around here do. And so seeing that I was a kid that was certainly very creative and really good with my hands, I was sort of urged along into textiles, which is an incredibly Scottish thing to go into, because what does Scotland produce, if not whiskey, but cloth? And so I sort of took that and sort of channeled my life's work into textiles. That alarm we hear is telling you that the knitting is ready. Working in fashion is more than a full-time job. I started to write Shuggie Bain 10, 12 years ago now, and I worked on it for 10 years, mostly because I had to fit my writing in around the margins of my life. I wrote only for myself, and I kept it in private. I didn't really show anyone for many years, and the only person I showed my writing to was my husband. I've had two very different lives, being a working-class kid from the housing schemes of Glasgow, then suddenly being this fashion designer that traveled the world for inspiration and worked for all these huge American brands. And part of it was a little bit about sort of mourning who I used to be in the world I came from, because I didn't recognize myself in it anymore. I didn't quite feel like a complete person. And then also having this sort of desire and this dream to write be unanswered. But the wonderful thing about writing, or the wonderful thing about inventing worlds or bringing the world you once knew with you, is they can live within you as long as they need to. Getting them out can wait. I've had to take the sort of long road in life, and certainly fashion and textiles have given me a wonderful career and they've shown me the world. But the passion at the heart of it was always about my writing. And I'm so grateful to be able to come full circle back to what it was I wanted to do when I was a young boy.
Thank you. Well, you're gonna send me some books, right?
Douglas Stewart. His novel is called Shuggie Bain, and you can read some of his stories at newyorker.com.